Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. It is an absolutely beautiful day. Guess who's with me today? Rob's back. Rob, are you here?
I'm back. I had to just leave everybody hanging.
It's so good to have you back.
When you said guess who's here, I was trying to think of somebody who'd be amazing and awesome, and I just couldn't think of anybody
But
better
you.
than me.
I know, right? Oh, I'm so excited to have you back on.
I'm excited to be here.
Good, I'm glad. We're
Yeah.
gonna have to hear about your journey. This sounds fun.
Which one? That time I took mushrooms by the ocean?
Wow, that would be a good one to share, I guess. Yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah, so it was really good. The show last week was really good. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it or not, but it was really good. And Shane did a great job of kind of breaking down some stuff to really help some people with their walk, just wherever they're at in their walk, with being able to stay in their heart center and create from their heart center instead of using their mind, and just really going over the difference between. Do you remember? I didn't do it very well on the last show, but on Creation Lightship, there's like a 15-minute recording of Ron teaching on the head to heart drop. And it's the one that really spoke to me because I was like, okay, well, I'm doing the commands, but I don't feel any different, right?
Yeah.
But he was saying that when you do the commands and you do the head to heart drop, then you are in your heart center and then you do use, you know, the thoughts that come through. I hate to use the word thoughts because we know who that's tied to, but you do use those things that come through to execute or to carry out the stuff in your heart that you desire to do. And I never really caught that on any other explanation or teaching of a head to heart drop.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do a very good job of it last week explaining it. And so I just kind of wanted to get that out there again, that sometimes when we think we're in monkey mind, when we've done our head to heart drop, take the things that are monkey mind and take them back down into your heart center. But there are some things to where, you know, like you see, like music speaks to me. Well, that kind of comes through. The lyrics are going through and I'm running them through my head and that's where it's talking to me. But I've already set it up to where talk to me today. Well, it talks to me through music.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I know license plates for you or the, you know, the side of a work van or something like that speaks to you.
All the time, you know, and it's like even this week. So I started a new job and yeah, it's awesome. And if we get to it, I'll tell you about it. But if not, it's all good. But here's the synchronicity is that it was the first day. So I was in my manager's office. Doing training, and so like it's at the front of the building, and somebody came in just asking for directions, and they're like, they're asking for Rona, but it's spelled R-O-N-A, and so every time I see Rona, I think Ron A, you know, Ron Amatron,
yeah,
so
yeah,
just because the way it looks, and it also says we have here, it's called Rona Plus, so I see like Ron A Plus or Q Plus, right?
Q Plus, yeah.
So so the people who like work at the office don't know where it is. I don't even know if they live in my city or they live in the suburbs or whatever, but
right.
So they don't know where it is now. And I was like, oh, I know where it is. It's just down so-and-so or whatever. And she's like, oh, okay, thank you. And they Googled it to confirm. But so I'm just laughing cause she's asking for Rona. So it's like Ron A in my mind.
Right.
And then she closes the door and then I can hear the radio. And it's that song, I forget who sings it, but it's like, listen to your heart. You know which one I'm talking about? And
Yes.
I was like,
listen
oh
to
my
your
God, I
heart.
just laughed. And I was like,
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so that was like the perfect synchronicity for that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I was just, and that's what it was, like going for that job too was about me listening to my heart and not my mind, because I think I mentioned it before too. It's like a huge, huge pay, similar to what you did. It's a huge pay cut for me.
Yeah.
But it's what I want to be doing. And it's really difficult to come to terms with, you know, 'cause I'm still passionate about, I want to do video and
Right.
stuff like that, but I don't want to do it full time. I don't want to spend time in front of the computer all the time anymore, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Your trees would miss you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was
So,
so awesome. I was outside, like
tell me.
I was So yeah, so I'm a
Tell
officially
us.
my official title is plant healthcare technician.
Love it.
Yeah, and so but it's for a tree company, so I'm not like little plants. It means like
Right.
all the trees, like different bushes and shrubs and
Right.
cedars, oaks, whatever,
Love it.
whatever's out there, we take care of. So it was really cool. It's an amazing job, and I didn't even know it existed. So like, if you would have told me 6 months ago that I would be doing this, I thought like we have the emergency cleanup and the hydro side of things. Like they're not out there
Right.
lumberjack and stuff, which like I
No.
wouldn't be cool with that. But
No.
they help our clients trim trees, or if one of them falls, they'll go take it down properly or remove it and things like that. But I'm doing the plant healthcare side of it, which is amazing. But it's only a summer job, so hopefully I'll get to stay on in the winter. But then I'll be doing some really backbreaking work. I don't know if the climbers will teach me how to climb, because it's kind of like if you don't go to school for it, one of the guys has to like take you under his wing. So I don't know. I'll be climbing, but we'll see. But that's
That'd be
like really
cool.
tough work. Like those guys work really hard.
I actually had somebody, I want to hear more about your job, but I'm going to tell a story real quick. I actually had somebody had to work on a tree next to my house when I lived back in the in Oakey Land. And it was a neighbor's tree that was very dangerously leaning over onto my property. And the way the laws are here, I don't know if it's there, but the way the laws are here is you can trim the branches if they're, hanging over your property line. And of course, I talked to this person, and he was not a very friendly person. But anyway, ended up trimming some of the branches because they were headed for the garage and the fence. So I hired some people to do it, and I've seen professionals do it, and I've seen people that are not professionals. And this one, literally, I had to take video. It was so frightening because I'm like, I was like, it was just an extension ladder, and there wasn't even anybody holding the bottom. And then the
Oh
guy that was
dear.
on the, right, and then the guy that was on the bottom, or the guy that was on the top, was moving, and like 1 foot was lifting up. I go, oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, so you're using all your force, source force, stay, sit, ubu, sit, So anyway, I'm just like, but yes, it is a very, it's a very skilled position, and it does take a lot of strength and a lot of training. So I think it'd be fantastic if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I told them I was open to it. Like, I don't know if I have it to be a climber. I would love to like to think that I am, but like it's easy to like, until you go out there and do it, like it's a whole different thing, right? And there's dudes of all shapes and sizes. And actually, we're like one guy was kind of laughing because he's like, you'll notice that there's no fat climbers, and he's like, well, except for one guy, and he's like, he's actually the best climber, but he's a really big dude, but he's like the head climber at the shop, right? But most
That's
of those
funny.
guys are like, there's a couple guys that are probably maybe two or three guys that are in their 40s, like 30s and 40s, but most of the guys are really young guys. Like they're just, it's their summer job, but like I love what I'm doing. Like we're just driving around in a big truck every day, going to visit clients and talking to them about their gardens and the tree.
Oh,
And I'm outside
nice.
all day, like I mean, aside from pretty much the morning, like we do a meeting and stuff, and then we're out there. So I'm outside or driving from location to location, so it's really cool.
I
And like
love it.
just to see, there's so many amazing trees, because like here in southern Ontario, we're quite far south, especially for the American listeners. Like southern Ontario, like we're I where I live is probably below, like it cuts across Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, all that stuff, Oregon. So like we're quite south. So the trees here, like where I'm from up north, they don't grow quite as tall, because it's like
It's
the growing
cold.
season is a lot shorter. But here there's good ones that are like 50, 60, 70, 80 feet tall, and so they're old trees, right? And so this one lady had a beautiful, beautiful backyard, and so I went into the backyard. And it's like she had it decked out like flower garden in front and massive trees, and I thought that was the end of the yard, but and there was like a little wood thing, and I thought it was like kind of like a shed or a hut, but it was actually like an archway to a whole other backyard. It was like she had a really deep lot, and like in the back lot was more trees and the vegetable garden. So she had the flowers up front and the vegetables out back. And just talking with people about that, I was like, is this like a real job that I get to do? This is amazing.
That's awesome. That makes me homesick a little bit for my gardens back in Oklahoma, because one of the people that would come and help me with my house. And you have a little pest control sometimes because you got some pretty serious ones there. Oh, thanks. I got to remember to turn mine off too. And anyway, he called it my shire, and he told me that he goes, you have the best backyard and or best lawn, because my front yard was beautiful too. But you have the best backyard. It's like your shire, your private shire. And I didn't use that word whenever I was designing it and thinking about it in my head, but it's exactly what I was going for. It was my little getaway space from all the stress and stuff that I was under. And so it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. So she had her own shire because I had vegetables in the back too, and a garden,
Oh, that's awesome. That's
flowers.
amazing. It's funny because that's what I call my house.
Berries. Your shire?
Yeah, it's the Shire. It's like,
I
because
love
it's just like, not that hobbits live here, but it just reminds me of that place. When we moved here, it's just because it's like lots of like the trees are like really tall, like I said. So, and then the
Beautiful.
townhomes are, underneath them all. And like in the summer when they're all bloomed and it's like a canopy, it's like, I don't know, it just felt like the Shire. So that's what I named it when we moved here.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah,
How was your
so
week?
it was good. It was a good week. Nothing really standing out as far as okay, I've manifested my land and I'm now living there and I'm off grid and I'm pedaling a bicycle to do the radio show. I'm not there yet. But it was good. I've got a lot of stuff coming online for me. That it's nice because whenever I was working that really stressful job, nothing was coming online for me. And I was like, okay, guys, don't leave me behind, and everybody has their own walk, but sometimes you feel like I'm getting left behind. Everybody knows this. And I'm just me or whatever. But it's been a really good week. Good things that happened at work and able to, there's a couple of people at work that are going through some things, and just being able to be there for them and hold space for them without carrying the burden myself. And so
Yeah, that's.
that's been really nice to that, I haven't been there very long. I guess I've been here for, gosh, what, 8 months now? I don't know. I got here end of September.
Yeah, no, that's good. Like that's like you said, holding space for other people. That's kind of the shift that you go through, I think, is a big part of it, is that it's really tricky. Like I'm kind of settling down, and like you mentioned earlier, it's like you notice, and to circle back to what you were saying about the mind to heart drop, for people that might be listening too, is I generally, unless I know I'm kind of in my heart space already, I'll generally do a mind to heart drop before any other commands. Otherwise, you're just using mind energy. Because if you're doing it out of, like frustration, anger, like those are all emotions and things like that. So if
Really
you're
good.
upset and you're like you're commanding stuff, you're not in your heart center. You're dysregulated. So regulate yourself first, take a few deep breaths, and really settle into it. Make sure that you're doing it from a place of being heart centered, because your mind will lie to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be like,
That's
no,
really.
I'm heart centered, but I can tell. And I can tell, sometimes when I'm having conversations with people, or we're at the shop talking with all the guys, I was like, this is all mind energy, like it's all mind energy. There's
All.
nobody, like everybody's telling stories, it's timelines, it's this and that, and I understand it now. So I don't have, like you said, I don't have to get caught up in it, but you still feel yourself kind of like, like, oh, I remember what it's like to be there, and it's like, oh, I should stay and have a few beer, and but I'm like, no, that's not me, like it's just not like I want to run home and jump on my motorcycle and go in the forest.
Run to the forest. I know. I'm the same way at work. Whenever there's some pretty, heavy things that are shared, and so I've had to tell. Sometimes I'll smile and I'll do whatever and I'll walk away, and I'll walk and I go to another part of the, what I would have said the office, but of the shop. And I will, do things that I know to do that need to be done, and I just choose to not participate. And it's not that I'm not holding space, but I don't need to hear all the drama. And I had to share with one person that texted me later. And like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm good. I said, I don't do drama well. And I said, I left my previous, good paying corporate job because of drama. And I said, and so I choose to not participate. And I said, it's not that I don't have compassion for what you're going through, and I can hold space for you, but I cannot participate.
Yeah.
And it's been good. It's been good. It's
Well, and
beautiful here right now.
oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, everything's budding out and blooming, and the birds are singing. The owls have backed off on their singing, and now it's all of the morning doves. All of the doves are cooing. It's just,
Oh
it's
yeah, we have a lot of
amazing.
those here. And like you said, it's time for magnolias to bloom and cherry blossoms.
It's beautiful.
I got to see a
Yeah.
whole bunch of those yesterday at
I
work.
bet you did. Are you
I'm like,
introducing
I'm like,
yourself? Hi,
this,
Mr. Tree. Hi, Miss Tree.
yeah, I'm like, is this a real job? Like, it feels like, I'm like, is this real? Like, I get to do this? This is
That's
cool.
so cool.
Yeah.
What I like, and what I like that you're doing is that you're going there to help the trees, because you wouldn't be going there if they didn't need, a little extra oomph for a little attention, because something might be attacking them. What I like is that you have source force in you, that you can talk to them and you can give them that really boost of energy from way down below, from grounded,
Yeah.
energy. And help them and let them know that you're there to help them and that you love them. And because most likely most people are not talking to their trees and telling them they love them.
Probably not. And I'm in there like asking my spirit to let the spirit of the tree know what we're doing and why we're here. And I've got CLS clearings r running on my phone, even just to be here now, or something else, or an oxygen code, something like that, or Earth Protect Timeline crash, or whatever it is. So I'm definitely, I've got one basically running on my phone the whole time we're driving around the city, spreading the light. So I'm eradicating darkness from this. There's not a lot of light where I live, I'll be honest with you about that one. I'm not that I'm like from a like an egotistical standpoint. It's just pointing out facts. Because I even went to like check out, there's a local place called like the Spiritualist Society, and so I went to a meeting there one time. Somebody invited me, and I was like, oh no, I'm like, oh no, what is going on here? And then my friend was telling me like that one of the ladies, like poor lady, what I don't know what they were talking about at their other meetings, but she was like, had her bags packed and she was sitting out front of her apartment waiting for aliens to come get her. And I was like, oh man.
We
Yeah.
just had a For the People dot space post about that.
Yeah.
That was good. Like, oh my goodness. I guess I'm kind of like a puppy sometimes, because I really truly don't know that that's going on. I really truly did not know that people were doing that. And I'm like, what? And but then, I'm not watching TV, I'm not reading the news, I'm not, I am in my own little bubble to some sort, unless I'm at work. But wow, how do we reach those people?
You know what? It's in a way, it's like I don't even know if there's a point anymore. Like you said, just you holding space and like it's just I don't even really bring it up anymore. Like, it's just it is what it is. Like some people are gonna figure it out, some people aren't. Some people are just not gonna be reachable. Some people aren't people. Some people are just clones. Some people are shapeshifters. Who knows what is out there? And like even myself, like. It's really like a lot of tough information to swallow, the fact that you could be abducted onto timelines or in an alternate,
Reality.
parallel lifetime and stuff like that. And I have glimpses of like the cutting and pasting of time. Like even this week I was training with one guy and it's like I felt like a shift and I was like, this guy's telling me a story and I don't even think I think like the next day or something he forgot that he told me. And it's like, was there something in him that was like using him as a vehicle of expression to like tell me a story to get me to put me on a timeline? Like he kept telling me like the worst case scenarios of the job that I would be doing, like because there are some dangers to it, and unfortunately we have to use pesticides for certain things. But so he was, and they're not necessarily related to that, but there are some things like around with the truck and the pumps and the hoses running in and things like that. But he's like telling me all the worst case scenarios. So then I was like, I'm like, oh, what am I getting myself into? Like, my dream job suddenly felt like a nightmare. And then the next morning, so like that whole night,
Crash,
I felt,
crash. Yeah.
yeah, what's that?
Crash, 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 crash that timeline.
Crash
Sorry,
all
keep
those
going.
timelines. But so like we never really, and you know what? The funny thing is that like if people don't understand that or aren't ready to accept it, and the human mind
Yeah.
has so many implants and
Oh my gosh.
programs, just so, like so conditioned, so programmed through the DNA to not understand this, like that's they, and I'll say they with emphasis, programmed our bodies specifically without the ability to detect who they are. So the average person won't understand it because it's literally in our minds. Our mind is projecting the matrix. So they show up as to us as normal people, to a normal person as a normal person. It takes a lot of heart space or a lot of conscious awareness. And even I get sucked in sometimes, and I was like, because like you said, like we're just so benevolent and loving and like a puppy, like yeah, like ready and willing to go play and help out. But like now I think I get a better, I still get duped a little bit here and there because maybe I'm not totally present or aware, but I can tell, like who knows what's in that body, because it's definitely not the same type of light that's like coming from me or the person across the street that I can tell. It's like this person's got very little light. They're, and you can just tell by their demeanor and the way they look. I'm not judging people based on their looks, but you kind of got to judge them based on their looks.
No, I get that. And that was one thing that Shane had shared on the show two shows ago when you were on, that he had shared about how he doesn't look as at anything as being dark. He looks at everybody as being, a being, right? Light. And I last show I asked him, I need you to explain that more, because I think people misunderstood you. I think they misunderstood you to say that you're just like, and I didn't put it this way, but basically head in the sand, that nobody is a dark being, that everybody's a light being, and that's the way I'm going to see it. And I said, I don't believe that's what you were trying to say. And he didn't. And I said, what I believe you're trying to say is you're trying to focus on the positive. Yes, there's bad out there. Yes, there are grumpy people out there. Yes, there are people out there that are not of the light. But if I focus on that there are people out there, then I'm going to have to suit up. This is where he explained it. I'm going to have to suit up an armor every day and go fight them. And he's like, I'm putting my focus on the positive. And I'm like, and so I wanted everybody to hear that. It's on the last show if people want to go back and kind of hear that explanation. It was very, very good. But to some of us that, have come up, through the ranks and all of that, it's like it kind of was a slap in the face, like, no, you can't say that. And then I'm like, that's not his heart. I need to hear more. And so I wanted other people to hear that too. So yeah, I'm like you. It's like sometimes you're out there and I'm at work and I'm like, oh, and I mean, I won't get into detail, but there's still like some that I'm like, oh, okay, I am gonna go work in a different area of this. There's different multiple departments that I can work in. And so I just kind of go meander over and, go straighten and fold or go dust or go, work the other register or whatever. But yeah. I bet you were like, oh my God, what's going on?
And you know what, like you mentioned, it's just the choice to not engage, like pick your battles. Like even myself, I had reservations about going to be like to work at a normal job, like because I've been self-employed for so long. And but it's like a part of me, like it's not all glorious, like it's cool, like I've been a manager, I've had a lot of different positions, have run our own company, we had multiple like board of directors, multiple investors, different roles, CEO, CEO, and it's all not glitz and glamour. I kind of just like being Joe Blow, like and it's like everybody, because everybody's in their position doing what they love, and like the company that I work for, and specifically the group that we work for, everybody's amazing. Like I always tell people that, especially because I used to have a friend who worked in hiring and recruiting and stuff, and like I put it like this, like I put it to my mom because she was out doing interviews and things like that for her business and stuff like that as well. But I said, don't like take the power back. You're not get, you're, they're not interviewing you for the job. You're interviewing them as a company or person that you want to work for. And that's what I said to somebody. I was like, I'm not the one being interviewed. I'm like, I'm going to do interviews, meaning I'm interviewing companies that I want to work with. Ask questions, be the one in charge. Do you want to work for this company? And I have to be honest, like I worked for this one guy, and like, or I was going to, and he never called me back. Like we even had a handshake. He's like, okay, call me on Monday. And I called him on Monday and he never called me back. But I think he knows, like, 'cause being honest with myself, like I called to accept the job, but I didn't want to go work there because it was
Right.
in a shop. They didn't have good ventilation. I was like, I want to be outside. I have to be true to myself. Like, I only have to be in the shop in the morning and at night when we get back. Like, I'm outside the rest of the day. And that's what I wanted. And it's going to be cold and it's going to be hot in the summer, but I don't care. I'll figure it out, you
You'll
know,
figure
because
it out.
I've spent enough years in the office. But I had like a lot of reservations and it was a lot of mind energy floating around going back to being just a regular employee and like all this stuff. But I was like, you know what? I took the judgment out of it. You know, like I had this like undue
Good.
stress and pressure that I put on myself that like I got to be self-employed, I got to do this, I got to do that. But it was all mind energy. Like it's like who cares? Like, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do it. And if you do everything in a sacred manner, it doesn't matter if you're a chef or a ballerina or, you know, like a greenskeeper at the golf course. It just do what like do an awesome job and be totally present wherever you are. And that's what I was this week. Is like I was telling the guy that he was training me, it's like there's no other place I'd rather be. And so I try to do whether it's, you know, work like this or with clients that I want to work for. Like, you know, there's lots of people that I don't want to just do video for everybody. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about certain things. Like, I want to do things that are fun and exciting or that are in alignment with what I want to do. But I don't want to do like Barry's jewelry down the road. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not passionate for me.
That's really good. I can hear the excitement. I'm sure all the listeners are like, "Woohoo!" because I can hear the excitement in your voice, and your harmonics are beautiful right now. They always are. But I
Ah,
can just
thank you.
I can hear it, and that's nice. It's nice. Very
Yeah,
cool.
and so just to circle back, but like being there, like that's why if you're doing something, just ask yourself, I'd rather be doing, and whatever the answer is, if it's not that fucking thing, then go do the thing you'd rather be doing or try to, and at least like it might take some time. Like I didn't know, like I've been floundering for a couple years with my whole video stuff because it's like I don't. Why am I not passionate about it? Like, have I run? Like, there's only so much you can do, you know? Like, there's only and then the creativity runs out, you know? Like, there's only so much I can make awesome videos for advertising all-terrain vehicles. And then it's like, okay, well, I've done this for a year. It's not creative anymore. It's like, I'm using the template that I built to engage people. And it's like, there's got to be more to that than this. So it's tough to say, like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And especially like, you know, like, it's like
It's
that
really
Van
tough.
Gogh guy says, the true phoenixes are our passions. When one dies out, another one rises up. But it's that in-between transition period that's really difficult because I didn't know, like I said, 6 months ago, I know I'd love to work with trees. I didn't even know, like I always see tree companies. This company is the only company that has plant healthcare. All the other ones are just trimming and removal and stuff, right? So I really lucked out. Like I didn't even know this job existed 6 months ago.
That's so good.
So I don't know if it's like I manifested it or whatever, you know.
That's really good. I really can relate to that, and I can go back and talk about. Can you guys hear Wee Woo in the background meowing?
Woo.
Okay. You can't hear her, can you?
No, I can't.
Okay, good. Okay, she's at the window talking to things outside. So anyway, focusing on what you just said about, letting the phoenix die so the other phoenix can rise. There was a lot of that that happened with me on the job that I was doing because I had built that career up here in Washington State. Oops. 11:29 on the radio T. I'd built that up here where I'm at, and then I moved away. And in moving away, I had to rebuild that career. My reputation didn't follow me. It didn't precede me when I moved away. And so I had to rebuild. And that's what you do. That's what you do whenever you're in the corporate arena. So then I rebuilt it in Oklahoma where I was. And it I climbed back to the top and was on the tippy
Yeah.
top.
Tippy
And
top, you know who said that?
who said that?
Mr. Trumpski says it was a Q
Does he?
reference.
No, that's
Well,
hilarious. Q Trump. Q
I
Trump
didn't
does.
know that, but apparently that was one of the Q drops where they said to work tippy top into like a speech or something, and there was a part where he was addressing or something with Melania, and he worked tippy top into a thing. So.
There you go. Everybody
Yeah,
figure
super
that one
fun.
out. We'll just leave
Yeah.
that alone. So moving on. That's funny. When you walk away from that, you're not just walking away from the financial security of it. You're having to deal with that ego too. And you got to slay that ego. And that ego is, I'm really, really good at that job. I'm
Yeah.
really, really good at it. I've had people call me that are on the private side that have called me and, and said that, the people that have replaced you aren't as creative as you and don't think outside the box. And is there anything that you could do to help me, with them? And of course, I can't. I can't do that. I can't. I kind of left on, goodbye, I'm gone.
Yeah.
But I pointed him to somebody else that's still in the area that would be very good for him, that could help him and could do the work he needed to have done, so he could go in and show them what he wants to do, as opposed to just telling them. It had to do with lot splitting and combining lots and water
Yeah.
lines and all that kind of stuff. So he had my cell phone from way back when and called me like, I've been gone for months, 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 months. And he's still trying to get that deal done. So I've had other people, and it's kind of funny, within 2 minutes of each other, two people texted me two different articles about something that was going on in the jurisdiction that I was at that was big, really big.
Yeah.
And and it's good because it was it's fine. I won't get into too many details. I never know who's listening. But so it still kind of tries to rear its ugly head, and part of me is like, I'm financially not making it here. I'm just gonna throw it out there. On the natural, not making it here, but in the supernatural, I am, if that
Yeah.
makes sense. And I think you understand how that goes. So
That's like honestly that I've been riding that wave the past couple like the past 2, 3 years, and so that this is finally me getting there, like, but and I just want everybody to know that it's like that's I think that it's important, you're being authentic about that. I've gone through like the past 3 years have been crap. Like I've been looking for jobs, I've been out there prospecting for video work, but like, and it's just not a maybe it was I was kidding myself about being like, or I didn't know that I should be switching or I should doing it. So I'm just coming to the point right now where I'm like, I'm gonna have to play catch up for a long time. And the people that helped me out and people that lent me money. But it was not easy to let go of that whole old identity. And it's so but it's something you have to do. Like you felt it. You've like you can't start over with I like the saying you can't like it's like you could the baseball analogy, you can't steal second while staying on first, or you can't swim to the other shore with 1 foot on the beach. You have to go, right? And so we're
I always
here in the
say
middle.
I always say you can't put the baby back in the oven. I mean, it's done.
What? What?
Like if you birth a baby, it's like, okay, wait, no, I think I would have I think that would have
I
gone back
think
in a
it's
little bit
throw the
longer.
baby out with the bathwater. I don't think I've never heard this.
You haven't ever heard that one? You can't put the baby back in the oven,
I've never
like
heard about
in
this
the
baby
womb, in
cooking
the
one.
womb, in the
This
womb.
where are you taking this? Oh, okay, I get it.
So anyway, just finishing out that thought. That's funny. Finishing out that thought. Part of me, that ego comes back in, and it's like, I should probably start looking for a bigger, better, big girl panty job. And it's like, nope, I'm going the other way. What my heart is to go the other way. It's to like go live off grid,
Yeah.
go live off grid and grow my own food and have my critters and the people that I love around me. And it's like, bye,
Well,
Felicia, I'm gone. I'd
yeah.
still do this show, or I'd still keep in contact, and it'd be fun to like. I have always thought about it'd be fun to like travel across country and just do like a traveling sunshine road show too. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I know, I want to do that, but with video, that was part of like my PRQ thing was to do the diplomat's screenplay. And it's
You
funny
could
because
be my
I
videographer. You could travel with us.
yeah, I could. That's why I
That'd be
wanted to
so
get an
cool.
airplane. I thought it would be airplane, and if somebody had an RV, we could meet up in different places. And
I know, it'd be so
but
fun.
that's the thing too, is like I don't know, it's getting ridiculous here. So here's another timeline. Thank you all the listeners for joining us on all these silly timelines, but just to show that it's not all fine and dandy. Like
It's
so
not.
here in Ontario, you can like the landlord and tenant Act allows landlords to increase the rent by like 2.8% a year. So every year
Wow.
my rent has gone up by, I think it's, so here it was like, it's been $1,800 in the past 3 years. Now, yesterday I got a, pardon the French, fucking note in the letter in the mailbox, you know, that damn mailbox. And this year he's applied to the landlord and tenant board to go above and beyond for a 5.10% increase. So it's going to go up by $1,300 this year if he gets approved. And it's like, what the
No.
F is going on? Like
Right?
our society is absolute shit. I don't, I'm sorry.
You can have my words. We'll give you Birdie's
Okay,
and
yeah,
Shane's
I
too.
get
You can
to.
just use all their words.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to use everybody that's doing a show on BBS's words today.
Hopefully everybody's listening to the live because this may not air.
But
Keep going. I'm sorry. That's funny.
so like that was a huge timeline. I got home last night and I was like, "Oh, I loved the first week of work, like the first, you know, I felt burnt out Thursday night and I was and not a little bit because of the guy's horror stories, but Friday ended amazing. I worked with a different guy and he told me the safe side of it and he said not to worry.
Nice.
You know, and
Nice.
so I was feeling on cloud nine. Okay, this is good. I'm gonna get back on my feet. And then it's like, boom. Yeah, your rent's
Right.
going up $137 a month. Like, oh my God. Like, that's a lot. Like, I
That is
know
a lot.
it used to be not a lot for me, but
That's
today
a lot.
it's a lot now for me. You know,
Yeah.
it depends.
Yeah.
If I do video work, it's not a lot. But if doing what I'm doing now, it's a lot. It's like many hours of work. You know, it's almost a whole
Exactly.
day's of work.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
But so you go back to two shows ago, so everybody knows, go back to two shows ago and you go get that those commands that we did with at the very end of the show with Shane, because it really worked. It really does work. And you morph it into your own, but it's just a template for you to use. And I know you do your commands, Rob, and I know that that manifestation will be there for you. And eventually, the people that are working the system to the max to their benefit, it'll come back. It'll come back and bite them. So,
yeah, because once the system collapses, they're going to be out of a job. But you know, it's incentive for me to get my property, my land patent. And by the way, that's why I
Let's
was
do
gone
that.
that last week was because I missed the I told you to tell everybody that the only reason I would miss a show was because I had a land conference and I was going to try and call in and escape, but we were in the middle of like the afternoon speakers, which was like lawyers and stuff. So I was like, okay, I want to hear what these guys have to say. And it was very,
Absolutely.
very amazing what one of them had to say. And he thought we had to. I love this guy's attitude because I was like, oh, he's a lawyer. He's not going to share the same thing. But he's actually probably, like the other guy said, probably one of the only ones who's left standing that is fighting against it because they all are too scared because they'll get disbarred, right?
Get disbarred.
But he's like, I don't know how else to say it, but he's like, Canada just needs to be revamped and we need to redo the Constitution. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what needs to happen. The average age of a country is 150 years, and we're like 151 or two now. So time's up, Canada. It's
Time's up.
time to restructure now. I
That's
don't care
right.
if we
Why don't
become
you guys
part of
just
the
come
United.
join us? Just
I
come
don't
join
care if we
us.
become part of the United States. The whole bottom line is that everybody deserves a rewritten constitution that is for the people, by the people, of the people. And we're going to take the word, all the crap out of it, and it's going to be easy for everybody to
Easy,
understand.
easy.
Easy,
And if you
easy.
look at all this
Common
land,
language.
common language, and if you look at all this land mass, in the Americas, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And then you look at the population, there's plenty. There's plenty, plenty,
There
plenty to go
is so
around.
much.
And there's
Trust
and
me.
yes, and there's unusable land. Yes, but that's good too, because nature needs it too. So yeah.
Yeah.
And not even to get into the whole thing of, we're a little tiny piece on a very big planet. So
There's more than enough to go around. This manufactured scarcity is, you know, like, yeah, sure, if you go into a city, it seems like it's overpopulated. But trust me, there's parts of the country that you fly over and you don't want to go down because there's not a soul in sight. So you can't tell me, it might be considering, you know, you might be able to have arguments that the cities are definitely overpopulated and yeah, but like, there's lots of land out there and who knows if they're
There is.
clones or artificial intelligent bodies. They might just be holograms, so who knows, right? But
I think they all are, but
yeah. Who knows if anything outside of yourself is real, because the mind matrix can fool. And that's the tricky thing too about, you know, looking for the synchronicities is you know, you have to be really careful because like there was a point where I was too into it, like I was kind of off the deep end, and it's like then you let things, it's like I've shared before, I like it was a Yeshua quote that only the unenlightened mind looks for signs. Because, you know, I think synchronicities show up when you're out of the flow and it reminds you that there is a flow. And sometimes they're there to make you smile, but you don't want to go looking for signs, because then you're going to start being like, then it's almost like too superstitious, like bad signs, bad omens, you know? Like, you just want to be peace energy. Like, your spirit's not necessarily out there trying to manipulate you to do certain things. So you have to be careful that the signs aren't, you know, the dark side trying to push you onto a timeline, right?
Well, that can happen, but I think also, if I may, if you start your day with, being playful with source and like, I want to play today. How do you want to play today? As Shane would say, and do it your way, but how do you want to play today? And if source knows that music speaks to me, then it's going to come through that. And if darkness wants to send a song my way, it's not going to register because I'm not really going to hear it. Because I'm trying to keep my frequency up to hear from source. So, but I agree that there's a scripture in the Bible that says don't fleece God. And it's talking about, and it's in the Old Testament, and it's talking about, you put a lamb's fleece out at night, up, by your front door. And I honestly cannot remember the scripture anymore, but if you open the door and the fleece is wet, then your answer is blah. If it's dry, then your answer is blah. I can't remember which way it goes. But that's fleecing God. And so I think you have to be careful of, Shane shared this last week. He said you have to be very careful with how you craft your commands, because you could be commanding things into your self-created animation system that you don't want. And that's kind of what you're talking about, I think. I can't put words into your mouth, but it would make sense that, like, if you're okay, I want to look for blah 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 blah, and it goes and crosses over that line, then maybe relook at the end of the day. What did I command today? How did I trigger this? Because quite honestly, we're all in our own self-created animation system. So what we get is what we've asked for, what we've created, what we've provided.
And you know what? This is one that, like, I don't think I've ever really shared on a show, but I feel it's important, because it was like around the time when I was, you don't really know how powerful your thoughts are, right? And how, like, and sometimes we think things and we're not conscious, and like, why am I thinking that? And we don't know how it could affect our reality. And so, like, a couple years ago, I don't know why I was having this thought, but there was this really pretty Persian girl, and we had been chatting for a bit, and I started getting this thought, like, I don't know what she was asking me about, but really beautiful woman. But she's very like princessy, and you know, very like, you know, does real estate and drives an Audi and lives in a beautiful condo. And for some reason, I just started thinking, like, my dad is total opposite than that. You know, he's messy, he smokes, he just doesn't care. Like, you just kind of mess, you know, like, just. And I was thinking that night, like, I was like, man, like, I could never even bring that girl home to my father. And I didn't want to say that, I'm not. I guess I'd have to admit that I would be embarrassed. Like, I couldn't even do it. Like, I just wouldn't even, I felt like I couldn't date this girl, because she wasn't the kind of girl that I could bring home to my dad. And it was hurtful to have those thoughts, but that's what was running through my head. And then the next morning, I get a call from my stepmom, and my dad fallen in the bathtub the night before and was in the hospital. And I fucking felt so horrible. I just used another one. I felt so horrible. And I was like, did I create that by thinking negatively of him? Like, you know, like, I was beating myself up about that one for like a year, you know? And it's so, like, be careful what you think of, because that shit happens. Like, and it's really difficult to deal with. Like, and I was like,
It
oh my
is.
God, like, I can't believe I thought that. Did I cause that? And even if I didn't cause it, the fact that I was like not appreciative of my dad, and then I could have lost him because he could have hit his head, you know, like.
Well, and I think, and even if you didn't cause it, I mean, I'm not there. I don't know all of the spiritual, nuances of everything, but even if you didn't cause it, it was used as a weapon against you.
That's a
And
good way to put it.
so you're like, well, crap, even if I didn't cause it, it still backfired on me. And I would say to you that if that is your, I call them Twinkies, if that is your Twinkie, she's not going to care. She's not going to care. Because, steel to magnet. But I get it. But I get what you're saying, because sometimes, you outgrow what you grew up in. Is that a good way to
Mm-hmm.
put that? I think
Yeah,
that's,
I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
You outgrow certain ways you were raised or certain things that your family does naturally that you no longer do.
Yeah.
Speaking of me, not you, just in general, just, I have done that. And it's like, I'm different. I've grown. But that's something that you and I and everybody listening wants. We want to outgrow the programming, and we want to, move into who we truly are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's true. And it, you know, like the nostalgia, and there's something beautiful about being comfortable and secure where you are, but like after a while it becomes complacency and stagnancy, right? And so like I like the saying, like more often a change of self is needed than a change of scene. And that's true, because wherever you go, there you are. Like that's the whole point of going within, is like you can run around the world for 100 lifetimes, but if you're not willing to go within and evaluate what's going on inside, well, the outside world's going to keep being a mirror to you, and you're going to keep showing up. You know, different actors, same play, right?
Right, that's good. I know some people that have reached out to me about, being sunshine and you were so brave and you took off across the country and that kind of thing, and I just could not say it enough that don't do what sunshine did.
Yeah.
And so everybody has their own walk, and everybody needs to embrace what that walk is. And it may be staying right where you're at
Yeah.
and making everything work. And so the reason that Rob and I are on the air, and Birdie and Shane, when they join us, the reason that we're on the air is to just talk life through what's happening, and take what works for you. Take what might work for you, put a bow on it, put it on a shelf, and what doesn't work for you, walk away. So, I do want to hear about your land thing. Do we have time?
I
Your
don't
land
know.
conference. Let's launch in.
Well, it was just really interesting, and as I mentioned to you, like we chatted a little bit before the show, I was surprised at how few people were there. Like, you
Right.
know, like it was just there was 120 people, and I mean, there's 30, over 30, maybe 40 million people in Canada, you know, and so. Ontario is one of the most densely populated provinces in Canada, so I was expecting to be thousands of people there. I was thinking conference. I was like, okay, well, like I go to the International Canadian Auto Show. I used to do video for them, and we'd get like 50,000 people a day, you know. And so I was
Wow.
like, yeah. And so if people were as passionate as about land as they are about cars, maybe we'd be living in a much different country, you know. But you know, one thing that really stood out to me was that there was a lady there, and she was the facilitator. She traveled around with, I think, one of the lawyers, and they're doing their thing on, you know, speaking at events and things. And what he told me too, was very interesting, that most, and as I mentioned before, most lawyers aren't willing to, you know, it's an old boys club. It's they're agents of the Bar Association. They have no, they're paid by the state, they're paid by the monarchy or whatever, the crown.
The crown.
They don't care about their clients. They get paid either way. So most lawyers, I don't want to put everybody and make a crass
No.
overgeneralization,
Right.
but he said
Excuse
that
me.
they had this thing to, I think it was just after the pandemic, and it wasn't necessarily land related, but they had speakers lined up to speak out against, you know, the Emergency Act measures that were enacted here in Canada. And he said that lawyers kept dropping off and dropping off and dropping off. Oh, so here we go. I had to Google the po Ontario's population, approximately 16.2 million people, and we had 120 show up to the land conference, which I think 16.2 million people should have been there, because what could be more important than your land, everybody?
Or
Like,
come over from Quebec. It's not that far away,
there was actually people from Quebec there. There was more people. I heard people from Quebec and British Columbia. So I was like, how many people are not even, like, there's not even people. It's not even all people from Ontario here. It was just really disappointing in a way that there was that little people there. And so the facilitator, she mentioned at the end, she shared the same sentiment that it was a little bit disappointing, and she was getting really frustrated. And she was kind of like crying one day, saying like, "I don't know if I'm making a difference." And then, you know, she said God spoke to her or whatever. That's all fine by me. That's where she's at.
Right.
But she said, "You know what? I am making a difference because I was there." And
Yeah.
so, and because we were there that day, yeah, there wasn't 120 of us. There was only 120 of us, but that's more than 10. It's more
Yeah.
than one. It's more than zero. It's more than not being.
Right.
And so
Right.
it was really great. And so that stuck with me like the whole time because I was there. So everybody
Mm
who's listening out there, if you're, you know, get involved, sign up to Sunshine Show, call in like the other shows that are going on, go local, whatever. That was local to me. That's why I had to go. And my motorcycle battery wouldn't start. I was like, this is the dark messing with me. It's like I go to go and the battery's dead. So I'm like, okay, serenity now. I take it off, I put it on the charger.
Right.
Tried it a second time, it didn't go. I'm like, all right, okay, it's kind of cold out. I put it in the sun, and I'm like, third time's gonna be a charm. And then I'm like, I'm going to this conference. I don't care. Like, I'll take a cab if I have to. It'll be a $200 cab. But finally, the third time it went, and I was off and running.
That's awesome.
But
That's
it was really
awesome.
wonderful, and I had some great conversations and met some great people. And I
That's
actually
good.
met the gentleman who is the. He's the chapter president of the Ontario Landowners Association. So there are people locally out there doing it. You just got to go find them. And he was really excited to meet me. He's like, I was probably the youngest one there. There might have been three or four other dudes that were about my age, but the average age was probably, I would say, 50s to 70s and older. Because,
Awesome.
you know, and so it's, you know, I'm 42. So the fact that there was nobody younger than me there. A little bit disconcerting, but that just goes to show where the priorities are, that people don't understand that the importance of being free on your land. Like
They don't.
100 people out of 16 million, that just goes to show you.
You said 100 or 125?
120-ish about out of 16 million people in Ontario that showed up to this province, land conference. So.
But if you 100, let's say 120 people, if you 120 people each tell 10 people about your success and what you learned, that's 1200 people. And if they tell 10 people, that's 12,000 people.
You know what? That's exactly, it's so synchronistic that you said that, because that's exactly what their mandate was. They're like, we each get 10 people for next year.
Yeah.
10 times
Yeah.
10 times 10 times 10, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the only way because we can't do mainstream media because, it's not ours yet. So, but yeah, I'm excited. That sounds like a really good conference. You should connect with Robin. That'd be awesome. I bet they'd love to
Yeah.
hear your stuff.
I'm gonna call in next week to her show.
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Well, we've got 3 minutes to go. What you got for me?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I just feel like
Flew
I.
by.
Oh, okay. Well, secret. So manifesting synchronistic realities. This one's silly, but
Do
it's
it.
true when you set your intention and just go with it. And so I wanted to go buy it, and I'm like, I want to get 100% cotton sweater because it's tough to find these days. And I
Right.
was like, okay, all right, spirit, like $30 all in cotton sweater. And I went to one store, nothing, not even anything that was 100% cotton. Well, there was one thing that was 100% cotton, but it wasn't. I was like, no, this isn't working.
100%
Nothing.
100. Yeah.
What's
It
that?
was 100% $100 bill. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I rifled through a lot of shirts, and I'm like, I don't feel like doing this all day. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to the next store. And so I get there, and I'm like, $30, and then everything's expensive. I go to the clearance rack. It's on sale for 54. I was like, oh, it's a little bit out of budget,
Right.
but whatever. I'm like, I'm gonna go up, and so, anyways, I go up, and it's on sale for $11.
Nice.
And
I love
then so I've got leftovers, and I go to the
that.
next store, and whatever it was, and I was like, okay, well, I could still get this one for, you know, it was marked down from whatever to 20. Three or something. I'm like, so I'll still be a little over my $30 budget, but whatever. I'm gonna go with it anyways. And I get to the register, and the guy's like, "That'll be $5." And I was like, "What?"
Yes.
I was like, $5? And I was like, I didn't even say that. I was like, okay, just bring it through. Just bring it through before he gets. So I got my two sweaters for $16.
Nice, and had money
Yeah.
for tacos. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. So just
That's good.
kind of what we've been talking about the whole show is that be very like. Control, it's difficult sometimes, and I find myself just mental movie making and slip off into worst case scenarios. Oh, what if this happens? And you have to be prepared for it. No, just be very conscious and ask with intention of what you want, and
Yeah.
be you know, don't say abundance, because you could get, well, like, bring abundance to me. Well, that's not very direct. You could get abundance of bills or bad problems,
Exactly.
you know.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
be direct, and make it, like, you
Be
know, like,
specific.
yeah, be specific and make it heart-centered, not like, I want $1 million. Be like, I want to have the ability to help 1 million people, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So last week I had
We've got 1 minute left, so
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my
please.
gosh. I'm teasing. Last week I was led to buy 3 bottles of tea. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of not what I wanted to spend my money on, but okay, yeah, great. Fine. And so the first cap was, if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. And that's from Erica Jong, who said that one. The
Nice.
next one is, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. And that's Mark Twain.
Oh, nice.
And this moment is all there is, and that's Rumi.
Yeah.
So this moment is all there is, guys. So this is the end of the show. So this moment is all there is. Go out and make it a great, fabulous day. Thank you, BBS Radio. I love you so much, T. You're my hero. And Rob, it's so good to have you back on.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful to be here. And thank you to yourself and BBS and all the amazing listeners and subscribers.
And
Thank you guys so much.
subscribers.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay.
Everybody
Well,
tell 10 people about the show.
yeah, there you go. That's
Yeah.
awesome. All
Please.
right. See you
All right.
guys. Love
Bye.
you. Bye.